BeastBeers.com here with Craig Hogan, the cross country head coach here at Bemidji State. Craig, heading to the NSIC Championships this weekend on Saturday. What are you expecting out of this young group at the NSIC Championships this season?
Well, it'll be fun to see what we actually do. It's going to be in Sioux Falls. It is a very flat course. So, in a way, I think that's going to help us a little bit. We don't really have a whole lot of hills in Bemidji to train on. So, a flat course with these young girls, who maybe aren't necessarily as strong, I think it's going to be good. You know, some of the girls have some good speed. So, I think that's going to be an advantage to us. So, we're looking forward to that. We haven't competed in 2 weeks. So, for the most part, they're fresh, ready to go. We're supposed to have nice weather. It's supposed to be low 50s, sunny, no wind, no rain. So we're excited.
First 6,000-meter course of the season for you guys. You've been sort of building to this, a 4,000 early, a 5K in the middle there. What do you do to train for something that you haven't necessarily competed in a race in yet this season?
Well, we've systematically tried to improve, increase our mileage each and every week. So I think we're to that point right now that the girls are going to be able to jump into that 6K and not have any problem. A couple of the older girls that are more seasoned, like an Emily Turner, I think it's going to be a benefit to her. She's going to have no problem. Some of the younger girls that are maybe, you know, were more mid-distance, It still might be a little bit of a problem, but really, for the most part, that's how it is for all schools. They all have one or two or three distance runners, and then they kind of fill it in with middle distance people. So everybody's fourth or fifth or sixth runner has to kind of bump it up and make a little bit of a longer race out of what they really want.
Real quickly, just what are some sort of a key to success for the Beavers this weekend?
Well, the most important thing, I think, is that they have confidence in themselves. We've had some great practices lately. We've done some interval training where they take just parts of their race and, you know, try to run a mile under 7 minutes, and they've been doing that easy. And then we come back and do another one easy. And that's what they basically have to do is have, you know, in that 6:45 to 6:50 time period, and then they'll have some success. So it's confidence that they're ready.